Good morning. You're tuned in to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Brandon Tadman, pleased to be joined by Steve Hale. He is the Senior Partnership Specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau, and appreciate your time here this morning, Steve.
Happy to be with you, Brandon.
Well, I know you're part of the 2020 census team here in Kansas, mainly the southern half. Of course, we're coming up here in the next few weeks. The 2020 census is going to be put out, and it is something that residents around this area and really the entire state need to understand the importance of this, getting this information filled out and sent back, because this is something that is mandated by the Constitution, and they really need to get these filled out and sent back with all the residents, especially, and you're more here with the southern half of Kansas. But again, you are with the 2020 census team here in Kansas, so you obviously have plenty of ties and you're very familiar with this part of the state.
Absolutely. I grew up in the northwest corner of the state, clear up in St. Francis, but in my capacity with the 2020 census team, I'm devoting most of my energies to the southern half of the state. So I'm very familiar with the good folks of Coffeyville, Independence, Montgomery County, Caney, Cherryvale. Been doing a lot of work down there and get a lot of real positive response from your community towards the 2020 census.
Well, let's get right into it. The 2020 census, for those who may not know, what is it?
Well, the purpose of the census is to count everyone living in this country. It's important because the census really does affect everyone. The data is used in a variety of ways, including to determine our representation in Congress and even in Topeka. The data is also used to determine how billions of dollars, and that's billions with a B, in federal spending is federal funding is dispersed every year. The money is used for lots and lots of things, including how to build roads, what new roads, schools, new healthcare facilities, and a wide array of vital social services are directly impacted by this decennial census count.
Well, let's talk about the timeline. When do people need to expect this information to get to them? And as far as them filling it out and sending it back, what's that kind of time frame like?
It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Beginning in mid-March, most households in this country receive in the mail an invitation to respond to the census. Within that letter, there was going to be an ID number, and the household can then take that ID number and go online to fill out their census. They can call in by phone if they want to talk to a live person to get their responses, or they can wait a few weeks, and then we'll provide them with a paper form to arrive in the mail, and they can fill out their census questionnaire on paper and send it back in that way.
As far as examples, I mean, what kind of questions can some people expect to see on this census?
That's a good question. There are 10 questions on the census form. Name, this is for everyone within the household. They want the name and the age and the gender, the relationship with the householder, if you own or rent, just pretty basic information about who's living in there in order to get a count. What you will not find in these on these questionnaires is any requests for information about your Social Security number, credit card number, a bank account number. That type of information is not part of the census questionnaire. And also, your listeners would probably should be made aware that the results or the information gathered by the Census Bureau is strictly confidential. It is kept by the Census Bureau only. It's not shared with any other agencies, and it's kept confidential for 72 years before that data is released.
We're talking with Steve Hale, Senior Partnership Specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. The 2020 census is right around the corner. Residents need to understand the importance of this and know that this is something that is mandated by the Constitution, and it must be done here starting in mid-March. You kind of touched a little bit on a couple other questions that I had lined out here for you. One was, there are other ways to get this information done besides just waiting for the information in the mail. Someone can call ahead, correct, and then just do it over the phone that way, right?
Yes, but the phone lines, there's three ways to respond to the census. Online, and when you're talking online, we're talking about a desktop to the computer, a tablet, or even a smartphone. And then another, I think, key element of this is the phone. People can respond via a phone. And both the online and telephone venues accommodate 13 different languages. And then there's the paper form. But first, we're trying to get people to respond either online by phone. It's more efficient, more economical for the Census Bureau and thus the taxpayers. But ultimately, if it comes down to use a paper form, that's certainly appropriate, and we encourage any of the three methods.
And the paper mode, of course, that's going to be sent out later on, basically early to mid-March. But could someone do it ahead of time, like online or over the phone before then, or do they have to wait between that time frame?
No, you can do. You cannot. These mailers will start going out March 12th, and the you cannot respond to the census prior to March 12th, either online or by phone. We have to wait for the process to start. But once that does happen, and you're provided with the web link and or the phone number, then you're able to respond. You are not able to request a questionnaire in advance, a written questionnaire in advance. You'll receive the first invitation mid-March, followed maybe a week later by a second invitation, then a postcard reminder. And if you still haven't responded in any way, then you will receive the written questionnaire, the printed questionnaire to respond that way. And Brandon, if you still don't respond after that, then that's when the enumerators, the census takers, will come around and start knocking on your door to get that information.
Well, yeah, you went right into my next question as far as what happens if someone were to not respond to the census. They would have takers out there basically going door to door to get that information. So again, it is something that needs to be done, because if you put it off or maybe forget about it or just think you don't want to do it, well, they're still going to come after you and they're going to want to get that information some way, shape, or form. So something to keep in mind for the residents. And then a little bit earlier, you mentioned the specific ID number and how important that is, because it is tied to that specific physical address.
First, let me clarify. I wouldn't say that our Texas census takers are going to come after you.
Well, yeah, maybe that was my bad. I shouldn't have said it in that way. That was on me. My apologies.
Yeah, we are, we're data gathering people, and the census takers are part-time people who are hopefully from your community, who are taking this job for a variety of reasons. One, it's good income, or good supplementary income. These are well-paying jobs, $15 to $17 an hour in your community. And there's a civic responsibility and a civic obligation that they're fulfilling to help us get this count. So these could well be your neighbors who are coming to your door to get in this information. But if a household does not respond after getting those number of mailers, those census takers will come around and collect those responses. They will, you'll be able to identify them by their wearing photo ID badges with a Department of Commerce watermark. They will be carrying a smartphone or a tablet. They'll have a recognizable government satchel, a very fashionable 2020 census satchel. And if there's any questions about who they are or concern about this individual, then the household will be provided a number where they can call and confirm it with the Census Bureau about who's at their door.
Steve Hale, Senior Partnership Specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau, joining us here for just a couple more moments. You've touched on basically the majority of the generic questions here. Obviously, this starts about mid-March. March 12th is when this will get sent out. People can't respond until that time frame starts as far as, you know, waiting for the paper form. They could do it also online or over the phone, but they can't request anything in advance. It needs to be done once that opens up on March 12th. If anyone were to have any questions or want to find out more information about this situation, where's the best place to go for them to find out more information?
Really good question, Brandon. The best place to go, I believe, is a website that's 2020census.gov. 2020census.gov. This is a website that's exclusively devoted to the census, and it's got all kinds of materials and information that people can really gain a quick understanding of what the census is all about and how it's going to work. It provides a number of informational flyers and materials about various aspects of the census. It's a really robust website. I also might mention that right there in Coffeyville, Montgomery County, we have what's called a complete count committee. We have one, there's one that's set up right there in Coffeyville. It involves Candy Westbrook from the Chamber, Tricia Purden from the Montgomery County Action Council. I believe the cities of Caney and Cherryvale are engaged in this group, the Community College. Independence also has one. So there are people, leaders in your city and county who are working together to assure that there's a complete and accurate count right here in South Central Kansas. And those individuals will also have good information about what's happening with the census in your community and why it's so important. And I believe that your listeners can turn to any one of those local entities to learn more about the census.
Is there anything to this point that we haven't discussed or maybe forgot to mention to our listeners, kind of maybe on your mind and fresh before we get you out of here?
Well, the three things that we want people to remember where the census are concerned. One it's safe. Your information is held confidential. Two, it's an easy process. It just takes a little bit of time and a little bit of concentration and make sure you fulfill your civic obligation to do. But mostly, we want people to remember how vitally important it is. Yes, this is part of our demographic process, but we want to make sure that Coffeyville and Montgomery County and even your listeners in northern Oklahoma truly understand that the information that's gathered as part of this decennial count is very instrumental in their quality of life, and make sure that they get the funding for programs and institutions and infrastructure that's so vital to how things function in your area.
That's Steve Hale, Senior Partnership Specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau, joining us here today on KGGF. Steve, if there's nothing else, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate all you're doing. Thanks, Brandon.